following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and save.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA. So when you change your oil with Purolator, it's as American as baseball. Actually, it's more American than baseball.
Yeah!
Baseball was developed from early English folk games. But how can you yell at the ump with phrases like pish-posh, poppycock, and fiddlesticks? Purolator oil filters were invented in America 90 years ago, and we've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Meyer, and other.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln. And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
on
its way. The kick is good. Bangs it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front. 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominick's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Dominick's Sue?
The stadium is blowing up.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday, the 23rd of August. It is hard to believe that we are 1 week away. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday Doug and Daddy Show. 1 week. It's going to be 96 or 98 degrees, and it's going to be real August football weather, Jimmy.
Hey, you know what? Just listening to all that, wasn't that something?
I mean, it gets you all fired up, doesn't it, for the games? I mean, it's a week away. I was even fired up when I walked in this door. And I also, I walk in here, I listen to a couple, touchdown Tommy Frazier. Remind me of down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier. But it was Tommy Frazier.
All the good calls from years of Husker football and the Husker Sports Network, and all the Lyle Bremser and Kent Pavelka and of course, Greg Sharp now, and some TV mixed in there with Brent Musburger. And
hey, Doug, what's your favorite one of all of all time? What's your favorite call in Nebraska football? Have you got a favorite?
It's so tough. It's so tough. The favorite and the most exciting, and there's so many. I do say this, and we heard it in there. I remember just maybe I was a freshman, I think, something like that, before every game was on TV. And I remember listening to the Nebraska-UCLA game when Mike Rozier made that famous run where it's sweep left and there's nowhere to go and he reverses the entire field and then cuts it back up and scores the touchdown. And I remember Lyle Bremser saying, run to your television sets. It'll be all over the place momentarily. And it was like 5 minutes later, ABC cut in and showed the
1 yard. It was a one yard run. Yeah,
took him 60.
I was at the game. I remember that the run, and I thought, oh, you shouldn't do that. You can't don't do that. You don't reverse your field there. I went through all the things. Of course, now that was people telling me not to do that, because when I did that, it was like a 12 yard loss. But he found a way to score. Hey, mine though was when Joe Wiley punted the ball to Rodgers, and he went, and he's at the 50, the 40. He's all the way home.
It's the greatest call.
Man, woman, and child.
It's the greatest call in Husker history.
Yeah, that was, no doubt. And such an important game, too.
And another one that probably doesn't get as much credit, seriously. You were there watching the Orange Bowl when Corey Schlesinger scored on the trap play.
Yes.
Pavelka was not fooled. He had it the whole way. He didn't stutter. He didn't miss a beat. He knew who had the ball. He knew what happened. And seriously, how many fans that were watching it were watching right, and all of a sudden there goes Schlesinger in the end zone. And it's hard to follow that fullback
trap. And I'll tell you that was probably, with Tom Osborne and all the things you wanted to have going for him. And hey, it looked like Miami was going to outplay us that day. They were up 17-7, and then we came back in that famous, fourth quarter and second half comeback and got the win. That's right.
Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. It's unbelievable. Brian Munson from Big Red Report is going to join us towards the end of the show to talk a little Husker football. And with recruiting news, you'll start to get those official visits. Who's going to start rolling into Lincoln? Who can maybe go to Lincoln before their high school season begins? That first week could be a big one with Wyoming and it being a night game. So same way with Southern Miss, a chance for the guys to get in, even if they do have a Friday night game. Time to get in and go through the whole experience and have that full Saturday on campus. So we'll talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report about that. We'll also be talking with Drew Sharp from the Detroit Free Press in our next segment for a couple of reasons. Obviously, he covers Big Ten football and what's going on up in Michigan and Michigan State, but he's also an Associated Press voter this year. And we talked about it when the AP poll came out. He only has two Big Ten teams ranked, and one of them is Northwestern. And he only has Ohio State at number 7 in the country. Of the 60 voters, only 2 voters had Ohio State ranked lower. So we'll get Drew's view on what he thinks of the Big Ten.
Will we have him live? Is this a live, or did you already get him taped? This is a live thing?
We never bring that up.
Hey, you know what? I cannot wait. I cannot wait, Doug, to talk to him. I got a few questions for this guy. I'll try not to be as controversial as I think I'm going to be, but I've got a few questions for him.
And our high school football preview at the bottom of the hour, Brent Brechner of Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals go in with as highly an anticipated season as they've ever had there, and we'll talk with the coach about it. Ranked as high as number 2 in C2, made it to the state semifinals last year. 2 of their losses coming to Sutton, who made it to the championship game. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Tyler from Broken Bow is standing by. Tyler, what's up?
Not much. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing good. Getting ready for football, man. What's up?
Oh, just getting ready to go back to school, actually. Move down Sunday.
Oh, that doesn't sound like any fun.
it'll be all right, I guess. Probably that time of year for everybody, so.
Yeah, it'll be
all right.
What's on your mind today?
I just read on that Marcus Doobie finally got cleared today.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I just wanted to comment on that and I've been reading that you know, Nathan Gary and Banderas, you know, they've been pretty progressive the way Bo's saying, you know, they're going to fit into our defense. We're going to have a lot of freshman play. And I know he's coming in late and everything. Do you think that he's going to redshirt, newbie? Or what do you think is going on there? Because I read yesterday on Husker Online that they're going to try to not redshirt any freshman linebackers, actually. And so I just wanted to get you guys' comments on, you know, newbie getting cleared. And how do you think, you know, I just seen Courtney Love is getting back to practice as well. Just get you guys' comments on how you see the young linebackers shaking out, you know, off of Lava and Michael Rose and all that. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling. A lot to get there, and some of that we'll throw at Brian Munson. But, yeah, Marcus Newby is expected to arrive in Lincoln this weekend and begin classes and practice on Monday. My gut feeling is that this is probably somebody that you do redshirt because if the teams feel that he is behind right now. And as far as the rest of those guys that you were talking about, Tyler, just listening to what Coach Pelini said earlier in the week and what Sean Callahan was popping some questions to him, yeah, I don't see those as being redshirt. I don't think Banderas is redshirting for sure. But we'll get Brian Munson's take on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't have enough information to really comment on that, except I do know that if I was a defensive football player, I would think that, hey, there's some openings, you know, after watching a couple of the last games, you know, as many points that were scored. And I would think as a defensive player, I'd be going, hey, you know, if I can just do something somewhat well, I've got a chance to start or get some playing time.
And again, Marcus Newby is the four-star linebacker out of North Potomac, Maryland, just trying to get academically eligible. And it looks like with his summer classes finished up, he's been able to do that and can enroll first day of classes in Lincoln, of course. Is Monday. So we'll find out more from Brian Munson on that, Tyler, and great to have him aboard. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, good question. He had a lot of information for us. He's been following Nebraska football. That was a really good call.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Big Ten football. Drew Sharp, Detroit Free Press, after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
So, Greeny, at your barbecue this weekend, do you need help getting your grill started like last year?
Well, that's nice of you, Golic, but I think I'm all set.
Pop quiz. What should you never do while manning the grill?
Take my eye off my famous steamed quinoa?
No. The correct answer is don't pierce the brat. It drains the juices and ruins the flavor.
Well, who says that?
Says everyone, including the sausage expert, the Johnsonville brat tender.
Interesting.
And just in case you forgot, listen and listen good.
Don't pierce the brat. Don't let those tears run out. Yeah, we're hoping you don't cut it open just because you're
tired. Wow, this is my new summer anthem.
Well, right now you can even record your own version of Don't Pierce the Brat for a chance to win $5,000 in free Johnsonville brats for a year. Log on to Johnsonville's Grilling Facebook page for full contest details.
Johnsonville, served with pride since 19... 19-
The Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And they go head-to-head in interleague action this weekend.
Diving stamp, Pedroia, throw to first in time.
Can the Sox slow down Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers?
Hammered right center field. That is smoke. Head towards the bullpen. And that one is gone.
Dodgers and Red Sox, Saturday and Sunday, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly cloudy skies today. We could have an isolated shower or storm. Breezy southeast winds and highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated storm through the evening. Partly cloudy with southeast winds. Lows in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 77.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting you ready for the weekend. And for many, it's that last big weekend of summer, just a couple to go before Labor Day. And no matter whether you're going to the Huskers, the Lopers, the Broncos, or even your favorite high school football game, there's always tailgating involved. Don't screw it up. Get the best there is. That's Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 here in Kearney. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, with our quality steaks age a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Always fresh sausage. In fact, today, Carrie has whipped up some fresh Polish and Italian sausage, and they've got the bacon and the yummy peppered bacon for BLTs. That's that time of the year. You've worked all year to get the garden ready. Top it off with the very best at Troutman's Quality Meats, where there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. You can also get fresh frozen seafood at Troutman's, Highway 30 in Kearney. Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, where we're less than a week away. Some teams kick off the college football season on Thursday, and we are pleased to welcome to the program Drew Sharp of the Detroit Free Press. Drew is one of the Associated Press voters and, of course, covers Big Ten football and a little bit of Detroit Lions mauling last night of the Patriots. Drew, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time.
How you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing great. Great to have you on. Before we jump into the college stuff here, obviously a lot of Nebraska ties with the Detroit Lions over the past few years. Your impressions on where they're at right now with Mr. Sue and the gang?
Well, I thought last night was kind of typical of how the Detroit Lions have played for the last couple of years under Jim Schwartz, in that you saw moments that just blew your mind, that this team can dominate, especially on the defensive side of the ball, when their athletes play up to the level that they can. But then just as quickly, they can do things that leave your brain going, what the hell are they thinking? they forced two New England turnovers, and immediately after that play, when the play stopped, they were guilty of after-the-whistle personal fouls that cost them 15 yards. And in one drive, it cost the first team a chance to get a touchdown. So this is the way the Lions are. For every positive step they seem to take forward, they take another one back.
Hey, you're right. This is Jim Lang. And at the Detroit Lions, I felt like penalties always hurt them. You know, just maybe not so much the turnovers, but just the penalties. You're exactly correct.
It's a lack of discipline, and it's a reflection on Jim Schwartz. Again, there's pressure on Schwartz. This is year five, and if he doesn't make significant strides forward, you can see the Lions making a coaching change with guys like John Gruden and Bill Cowher. Perhaps, you know, maybe they're done with their TV sabbatical after one more year and want to get back to the sidelines. So Schwartz has to address this because, you know, mistakes are going to happen. People are going to drop passes. Quarterbacks are going to miss receivers at times, but it's inexcusable to have this type of mistakes after the play is blown dead.
Drew, that aside, which is a big aside, where do you see the Lions at here in 2013?
I think they're 8-8. They are an average team. They're not as bad as they were the last eight games of last season, but they're not as good as they need to be. Now, offensively, you know, they didn't have Calvin Johnson on the field. Wisely, they're keeping him out, you know, because he's resting a sore knee. And look, that's going to make it a little harder. You know, to make the offense go, but Matthew Stafford, I thought that was one of his worst games last night, in that he badly missed receivers, and you know he was trying to make throws into deep coverage, into double coverage at times, but still, if you want to be an elite quarterback, you have to do a better job of threading those passes, and Stafford still is not that level yet.
Talking with Drew Sharp of the Detroit Free Press here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Let's talk a little college football. One of the things that did intrigue me and why we wanted to get Drew on the show is because he is an Associated Press voter, and it's always interesting to see how they make their decisions. And, Drew, I guess what shocks me a little bit is that you only have two Big Ten teams ranked and not highly ranked. Just take us through what you think about the Big Ten this year.
Conference stinks, again. This is the most overrated so-called power football conference in the country. It's been this way for years. It bases its standing on reputation. They have not done anything in the BCS era, aside from Ohio State, to merit being considered a very good and very deep football conference. And I'm looking at Ohio State. You know, most people have Ohio State ranked second and perhaps going undefeated. I don't think they're the second best team in the country coming into this season. I think they'd be the third or fourth best team in the SEC. So I put them down seven. And I look down the rest of the teams, you know, Nebraska, Michigan, Michigan State. Yeah, these teams should probably win nine games considering how easy their schedules are and how bad the conference is. But right now, you know, I think there are 25 teams in the country better than those three.
Yet you do kind of like Northwestern. What do you see there?
I think Pat Fitzgerald is one of the best coaches in the country. And I thought last year they were a team that started to finally figure it out. They won the first bowl game in university history. And they have a favorable schedule in that they get Michigan and Michigan State in Evanston. They beat Michigan State last year on the road. It took a Hail Mary from Michigan in the final seconds of that game to beat Northwestern in Ann Arbor. I think that they're ready to make that step forward. I think, again, they're probably a 9-3 team, like a lot of these other teams in that Legends division. But I think they'll win enough games to win the tiebreaker and play Ohio State perhaps in the Big Ten Conference championship game.
Hey, yeah, Jim Langan here. You know, one thing I felt was last year Michigan State did not catch any breaks at all. I mean, Michigan State's record and who they played and how close their games were. And then I watched Michigan go down, I think, you know, in the bowl game, Nebraska and Michigan, no one gave them much of a shot, but they actually had a chance to win going into the fourth quarter. So I kind of felt like the Big Ten actually represented themselves a little bit better in the bowl games. Did you agree with that, or is that not true?
Well, I look at it this way. There's only one bowl game that matters now, and that's the BCS championship game. If you're not playing in that, it don't really matter. It doesn't matter much anymore.
I disagree with that because I've coached, and I'll tell you what, every year I'm trying to get better and get my program better. And if it's just one game, if it's just only who wins the national championship, hey, when I could have some gain a lot of social skills in coaching and being teams. And I'll tell you what, Nebraska, if they win 10 games, Michigan State wins 10 games, Michigan, Northwestern wins 10 games, hey, then what a successful season. And somebody like Minnesota and Purdue's got to try to get up there and get in that top six. So I think people are playing for different reasons than just the national championship.
Well, I think they are. In the Big Ten, this speaks to my argument. This is why it's more of a regional league, because they look at it from the standpoint that, you know what, we're going to take care of our own business. We are the Big Ten. And if the Big Ten champion still stands for something, well, we want it. Everyone in college football, all college football fans, didn't want the regional alignment that we had before. They wanted some type of definitive national champion. That's why they created the BCS. It was flawed, but at least it did a better job of trying to put the two most deserving teams in one game for the national championship. And because of that, the interest in the other bowl games has diminished over the past 15 years. That's going to worsen when you get to the 14 playoff using the bowls starting in 2014. So it's one of those, the college football fan can't have it both ways. If you want a system that tries to define a true national champion, then that's going to be the ultimate goal and ultimately the only goal that's going to be viewed as, okay, do you have a successful season? Yeah, we played for the national championship.
Drew Sharp with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Detroit Free Press. Drew has in his preseason Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, Stanford, South Carolina. Those are the top five, obviously. He's saying what many people don't say out loud is that the SEC is more than just dominant. They are the only league. But A&M at three, any hesitation, Drew, with what's going on down there with Manziel?
You know what, guys? This is where the NCAA really gets itself into trouble. If these stories are true, and if you believe the ESPN reports, they have video evidence that shows Johnny Manziel, you know, signing his autograph and him getting paid. If that's true, whether or not you agree with the rule or not, he can't play again. He has got to be suspended for the entire season. But I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to be the Cam Newton thing all over again before the national championship game. They'll find some type of convoluted explanation, some little loophole that they only can see to come to the conclusion, well, you know what, he didn't do anything. If there was any indiscretion, it was innocent. We're just going to, he's learned his lesson. We're not going to let that happen. And if that happens, guys, then the NCAA, once again, is taking another step towards complete irrelevance. We may not like the rules, but until they're changed, they are still the rules. And it certainly appears, at face value right now, that he got paid. He was able to profit off his signature. That's a violation of the rules. He shouldn't be playing. But I think he's going to play.
Drew Sharp, been with the Detroit Free Press since 1983, covering everything from the pros, from football to basketball. And last minute here, I'm always interested, Drew, on each, I guess, voter's philosophy. Are you the kind of guy that'll move some teams around off of a bad performance, or do you say, unless they lose, I'm not really going to do anything with them?
I'm one of those who, it's very fluid. I like to see what they do at the first couple weeks. I won't necessarily penalize the team for losing against a good opponent in week one, because it's like, in many ways, it's like the preseason, but don't lose in an upset in the first 2 weeks. Because if you're ranked in my top 10 or 15 and you lose to a team that you were favored to win by a couple touchdowns, then you're going to fall a lot. You may even fall out of the top 25. Because I don't think that's acceptable. You can struggle and still win in the first week against an inferior competition. Inferior point, but you don't lose. If you do that, then there's a serious issue.
Yeah, last year, you're right. When we started off the season, I think the Pac-10 even beat the Big Ten on some road games, when they went down to UCLA that week. Nebraska got beat. And Wisconsin, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they went down and got beat by an Oregon State team that was a little bit better than most people thought was going
to
be.
Iowa lost to Central Michigan. I don't think Iowa was ranked, but
right.
At the time, still.
But there was that.
Those are losses that,
that was
shouldn't happen.
Yeah, and that was the week where I agreed with you completely about the Big Ten. It just seemed to me, as the season went on towards the end of the season and in the bowl games, I actually thought that the Big Ten represented themselves. I actually thought the Big 12 looked worse playing in bowl games than the Big Ten did, so yeah.
Well, Drew's not a big fan of the Big 12 either, it doesn't look like. Oklahoma State, Texas, Oklahoma, 12, 14, 15.
Yeah,
that's wide open, and not for good reasons.
But the guy's thing is, it's the SEC and everybody else. Yeah. It's unfortunate from that standpoint, but this is the way college football has evolved now in this BCS era. And I think it's not going to change anytime soon coming into a playoff. Now you're going to see at least two SEC teams in that 14 playoff, and sometimes you might even see three. At that point, like I said before, it's becoming a one league sport, and this is what happens when this is the flip side of wanting to crown a national champion.
How is the response up there, Drew, for not being on board with Michigan and Michigan State? Are you catching a lot of flack?
All the typical stuff. You're a hater. And I went to Michigan, by the way. I'm a graduate of University of Michigan. You're a hater. You always hate the Big Ten. I just look at facts. Look at the history. Look at the recent history. And that's what when fans cannot refute facts, they go to the emotion. They play the emotional card. You're a hater. I'm just giving you the information here. Okay, I'm not a fan. I don't love the league. I don't hate the league. I just look at it as objectively as possible. The league isn't any good. It just isn't any good. Until further notice, it's hard for me to give them any respect.
Well, Drew, hey, thanks for the honesty. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully this conference can earn some respect here in 2013. Love the work. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we can do it again.
Talk to you guys. Talk to you.
Thanks, Drew.
Get the Detroit Tigers home for us.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to be a Royals fan. What's wrong with you? Drew Sharp, Detroit Free Press, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We didn't even get into the Tigers, did we?
Well,
the Royals are not catching up very good.
No, they're
the Yankees happen to be getting warmed up here.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I think the Royals are heading the wrong direction. I was a little disappointed. They had runners at first and second. Nobody out in the 11th. And looked like a really good time maybe to bunt. We didn't. We hit a line drive to the center fielder and then hit into a double play. So, it's kind of like
a couple interesting things I took out of Drew Sharp. They're very honest. He's been a national figure. I mean, you may have seen him on SportsCenter. You may have heard him on the Jim Rome show before. He represents that part of the country in Detroit. And of course, up there right now with everything they're going through financially. You know, Detroit's looking for a winner. First, he starts off, sounds like Schwartz, he's one of those guys that says it's time for a change up there. A guy that took over an Ofer program, so that's interesting. And then he's not afraid to say the SEC is way, way better than everybody else. I mean, four of his top five, plus Stanford, are out of the SEC. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, and he definitely has a right to his opinion, and the way he ranks those 25 teams. I was really disappointed that he felt that, and we're playing for a national championship only. That really makes it tough for, you know, Creighton basketball. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at what the Creighton's basketball program's doing, and they're going to a different conference. And, hey, you know, let's compete in that conference. Nebraska basketball, I mean, if we're playing for a national championship only.
Yeah, but I also see what he's saying a little bit, is that the top teams, supposed top teams in the Big Ten, aren't really competing for national. And there's only one right now, and that's Ohio State. None of the other schools. And I get his point. He maybe exaggerated it a little bit,
yeah,
to get his point home. But a lot of those teams, I mean, when's the last time they were even close to competing for it all?
Well, you know, South Carolina scored on a 45-yard Hail Mary with 6 seconds to go in the game to beat Michigan. Okay, he's got South Carolina ranked. What number does he have South Carolina ranked?
He's got him at number 5.
Uh-huh, and he hasn't got Michigan ranked at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and to me, you live in Michigan. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, or Georgia, he's got 2, and Nebraska's got a 31-31 tie with him with 7 minutes to go. I'm just saying, hey, y'all, rank him ahead of him, but don't just penalize everybody. Hey, dude, you lost, you're out of here. You know, I do not agree with what he said there about playing sports and getting involved in college sports. Hey, let's do as good as we can, and let's find, hey, Kansas State, the first time they go to the Cotton Bowl, they had 50-some thousand people because they hadn't been to a bowl game for years. You know, there's programs that are trying to do things the right way, and they had a chance to play for the national championship, but things just didn't go well for them towards the end of the season.
And he could be saying some things like Cowherd has said before. That's all fine and good, and I get what you're saying, Jimmy, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing on this. I'm just saying that I think what Drew's saying is that nobody cares. Nobody in Atlanta, New York, Seattle, nobody cares what Nebraska's doing in a bowl game if it isn't the BCS title game. Nobody cares what Ohio State's doing. Nobody cares what USC's doing if it's not for a bowl game. Now, if it's your school, you care. But from a national perspective, they don't care. We need to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Brent Breckner from Donovan Trumbull, and then Brian Munson from Big Red Report after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Dick's Sporting Goods has the best football gear from the top brands to help you be untouchable this season. Get the latest cleats, protective equipment, helmets, gloves, apparel, and accessories from brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Cutters Shut, and more. With exclusive gear you'll only find at Dick's Sporting Goods. Stop in today or visit us online at dsg.com/football. At Dick's, you'll find the football gear you need to be untouchable from day one. Every season starts at Dick's.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly cloudy skies today. We could have an isolated shower or storm. Breezy southeast winds and highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated storm through the evening. Partly cloudy with southeast winds. Lows in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 77.
Oh, you don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. The second round of the Cox Classic is going on at Champions Run. It's currently on the Golf Channel right now. Bryce Garnett and Wes Roach, 11 under. For the tournament, Garnett 7-under on his round today. Len Matisse, a name that has been on the PGA Tour, he is 10-under, 6-under on his round today. Nick O'Hearn, same story, has been on the big tour. He is at 9-under through 12 today. The first round leaders still to tee off with Andrew Loopy and going the wrong way for a couple of them out there in Hurley the third. So we will keep you up to date later on as how things are going at the Cox Classic. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, Ichiro has 4,000 career hits between Major League Baseball and Japan. Do you think he would have broken Pete Rose's record of 4,256 hits if he had started in Major League Baseball? What do you think, Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too, but our folks say 57% said no, 43% said yes. Our Midtown Mark cooler question today, wonder how this vote will come out. Which team will win the Big Ten championship this year? Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, Wisconsin, or somebody else? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, the Midtown Mark cooler question. I think Nebraska is good enough, or could be good enough, and I think that they could also get rumblings across this state of Nebraska if that defense isn't improved over what we saw last year, which is going to be hard to do.
What do you think what do you think they're going to say? Do you think they'll go with Ohio State, our listeners, or do you think they'll go with Nebraska? What's your gut feeling on this? I mean, you're playing the family feud here now. Yeah. You've got to get the number one answer.
Yeah. Well, we all know what it should be, and what it will be will probably be different. So vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question today. Let's get into our high school football preview here. And today we take a look at the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the steady and continuous ascent up the mountain and rebuilding of this program. And Brent Breckner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time, and how are we looking so far?
It's going pretty good so far. I appreciate you guys having us on, or having me on, and that's going pretty good.
Well, let's talk about that. You're getting ready for year six, and we all know where the program was when you took it over. And, boy, you guys have – I mean, you've got to just be tickled with what you and your staff have done and the great season you had last year and two amazing games with a team that eventually made it to the state finals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've come a long way. Our coaches have done a really nice job. We've got a great staff to work with. Our kids have done a great job. They've really bought in, and this year's group of seniors especially, they've bought in, and that's kind of why we're where we're at right now.
You've got quite a few kids coming back off such a solid football team last year. Is everybody back? Have you made it through without any injuries, nothing quirky that's happened, and how have these returners done in camp so far?
They've done a good job. Yeah, we've been pretty injury free. We've been pretty lucky. We've been pretty lucky up to this point with stuff. So yeah, I feel pretty good about it. And they've come back ready to go. They're hungry, and you know, even the guys that have had great years last year, they're looking to make improvements and taking a step forward.
Hey, Coach, this is Jim Lang, and hey, I refereed your St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull game last year, and I thought your offense was just remarkable, the way you guys kept everybody off balance. You could run the ball at times, but you also could throw it. Your quarterback had a great touch on the ball. Your receivers went up and got it. Tell me a little bit about that offense again, and then tell me about what you can do maybe to improve yourself up front on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, offensively, you know, with Riley Wilfong, a quarterback, he's done a really nice job for us. He's really kind of run our offense very well the last year, and done a great job in camp so far. And then Jordan Slough with what he can do in the backfield. And then a guy that kind of gets missed on some of that is Lorenzo Williams, who's played running back for us, was banged up last year. Both those guys have been able to run the ball, and then we've got some good targets. We're hoping for a big year out of Creighton Burr. He's our leading returning receiver, playing tight end and some wide receiver. And like I said, we've done a great job getting the ball all over the place, and we've got some young guys stepping in where we feel like we might even have hopefully more weapons than we had last year. So hopefully things work out. Defensively, yeah, we've worked on that. Defensively, we know that's an area we wanted to work on, and we put a lot of time into that, and are getting some kids in that are they're doing some good things, tweaked some things scheme-wise, kind of simplified some of the things we do on offense. We're kind of transferring it over to defense. Is we want to play more aggressive, kind of mirroring what we do on offense and in special teams, and then make it simple so our kids can play fast and get downhill and attack stuff.
Brent Breckner, head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Donovan Trumbull will open the season at Southern Valley on September the 6th. How are the kids, and can you tell, how are the kids handling maybe some of this newfound fame? Their names are in the papers, their names are on the radio, they're getting more television time than probably the program did 2 or 3 years ago when they started it. Are their heads on okay?
Yeah, I really believe so. I mean, I think our kids have done a good job with it. I think they've done a good job talking to people. And we talk a lot about that stuff, and we've made it a point with them, you know, is that, you know, the only people that really matter are the people in the room with us, the people out on the field with us. It wasn't that long ago everybody was telling us how awful we were, and we didn't want to believe too much of that. And, you know, and now it's, you know, people are telling you, hey, you've got some things going, and, you know, that's great, but the same thing is don't believe all of that stuff, and we've got a lot of work to do, and I think the kids have got that, and that's been the thing that's been so good with this group and has allowed us to get to where we are is the work ethic's been absolutely outstanding in the off season, in the weight room, at practice and conditioning, and that's the stuff. I mean, we kind of go through, and you can be talented and kind of have that blue-collar mentality, you're going to be all right. And our kids, especially our best players, have that mentality. And those are guys that, you know, they come to work every day. And I don't think we'll have an issue with it. And that's something we're aware of for sure.
I don't care if it's Class D2 or if it's Class A. It's very rare, and I'm going with Huskerland Prep, Bob Jensen's preseason All-State, very rare to have a quarterback, running back, or quarterback wide receiver combination that is considered to be the best in the state going into the year. But that's exactly what he's got with Riley Wiltfong, your quarterback, Jordan Slough, your running back. Of course, also he's got Tobin there at the line as a preseason All-State. So when Wiltfong and Slough already are so darn good, where have you seen him getting better going into this season?
I tell you what, I hope it works out, but Riley has done a great job of continuing to improve athletically. He's done some really nice things. He's run the football very well. I think even reading things and seeing things even better than he did a year ago. I mean, I think he might come out and surprise some people with his athleticism. The arm strength has developed a little bit, and I think that's something. For Jordan, I mean, I think he's kind of developed and is getting better as being able to catch the ball in the backfield, being able to make plays, being able to play on the ball and some of those things. And then he's worked a lot, and we've talked a lot about not only being able to make people miss and hit that next gear, but also be able to run tough and get those 4 yards we need in those close games here and there. And then I think both guys have embraced the things we're doing differently on defense and getting better on defense, and our guys have talked a lot about that we get some stops, and we feel pretty good about, you know, where we'll be in games.
You know, another thing, I looked at your schedule too. Blue Hill's been good for years, and I don't know for sure how good they're supposed to be this year, but I know their program's good. I know Sutton's program. I know St. Cecilia's program. You got them all at home, all three of those games. Good job with the schedule. I think that was very critical.
That was different last year.
Right. And Thayer Central, if I'm not mistaken, I think they had a pretty good receiver, a quarterback, but maybe he got injured during the season. Is that right?
Yeah, they had a kid, and then their backup quarterback ended up being a very, very good player for them too, and he's back. And they had a really good wide receiver last year, and then they got a kid coming up that we've talked about that is really, really fast. So we'll be interested to see what we see from them on film. But it's a good schedule. There's a lot of playoff teams, a lot of good football, and good coaches. I mean, Coach Porter at Blue Hill, man, he always puts a good product on the field no matter what, and those guys will all be tough, and then obviously St. Cecilia and Sutton. And it's a challenging schedule, and I mean, it's Southern Valley Week One. You know, they're a playoff team, and I think they'll come back much improved. So, you know, we can't look too far down the road, and that's been huge with our kids.
Brent Breckner, head coach, Donovan Trumbull. Last question. I'll let you out of here, Brent. Everybody has to slay that dragon, takes that next step at some point. You guys did that last year. St. Cecilia is the king of the mountain, and everybody knows it. And you and Sutton were able to get them last year. You as a coach, and maybe even a little bit as the kids, how are things now that you have, I guess, have slayed the dragon, so to speak?
You know, the thing is, new season, they're going to be much improved. I know Coach Tesmer will have them ready to go. We did some things last year. We took steps as a program that we'd never really done before with, you know, getting to where we got in the playoffs and stuff like that. And I think part of it is our kids, you know, we used to go out kind of hoping that things would work out, and we prepared and felt pretty good about it. Or now I feel like our kids have started to develop some confidence in what they're doing. And not a cockiness, but a confidence that, you know, if we play well, we do what we're supposed to do, and they play in the way that they've been coached and things like that, that they've got some confidence in what they're doing. And I really think, and I know our kids have talked about it, and I've talked a little bit about it, is it really made us really hungry, because we were in some of those big games, and we want to get back where we were. So we've got work to do during the regular season to put ourselves in a position, and obviously work to do, hopefully, if we want to get to where we'd like to get in the playoffs. And I think that confidence is there. But like I said, as long as the work ethic remains, I feel pretty good about our kids and hopefully where we can go.
Well, they are a fun program to watch, folks. If I know you've got your home teams, but if you're not from Donovan or Trumbull or that area and you've never seen these guys play, make sure that you go out and watch them play once this year. They're a fun team to watch. And, Brent, great job with the coaching staff over there and the kids. Can't wait to see you on the field. And thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Take care. They know what's going on over there. They've built it. And there's more that you show up, they take care of you. They have the whole community is involved. I mean, sometimes winning brings that out in a community, but it's not just on the football field. They've got it done over there. And Brent, of course, being the athletic director, his hands are full doing that. You know how that is, coaching and being the AD. You'd like to just be able to coach when you're coaching and AD the rest of the time. But Donovan Trumbull opens at Southern Valley on the 6th, then they're home against Blue Hill on the 13th. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget that Midway Auto Dealerships this weekend draw out for those Husker season tickets. You can still get in if you like them on Facebook. Go to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Like them on Facebook and then register for those Husker season tickets that they're giving away this weekend. We'll be back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, That payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS.
You probably already dressed better than Belichick.
Best dressed and worst dressed, huh? Seriously.
ESPN. But can you manage a roster?
We poll the coaches. We're going to poll the fans. We're going to poll the fourth graders. We're going to, the barbers. We'll poll everybody.
Tell your players it's win this week or you're out on the street.
We just couldn't do anything better.
It's Fanatics Fantasy Football. Powered by ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up now by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Set your team each week. Prizes include gift cards and pizzas from Fanatics in downtown Carmel.
That's not your whole rookie signing bonus.
Check results on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just win, baby.
And I don't want to hear about what any of the situations are. You just play. Got it?
Partly cloudy skies today. We could have an isolated shower or storm. Breezy southeast winds and highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated storm through the evening. Partly cloudy with southeast winds. Lows in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 77.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it is time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. You can find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Every Friday, well, every day, but especially on Friday, a little more Husker talk. And Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Good morning, sir.
How are you guys?
Well, Jimmy's all fired up because we played the Husker intro to start the show today, and that always gets the blood pumping a little bit. What's it take for you to get the blood pumping when it's actually this close to game time?
Not much. I just wake up, usually. this part of the year, to me, is the best part of the year. Of course, I'm reminded every single time that I get to this part of the year that I'm not in Nebraska because it really isn't a fall season in Dallas. It just kind of skips right over from summer into winter. For me, back in Nebraska, the best thing was always about 7 o'clock, 7:30, where the temperature dips down and the grass gets a little bit cool and you can feel it in the air and you just know it's time for football. It's just football weather.
Well, let's start with some news. Academically cleared, we had a caller get in on this to start the show off today with Marcus Newby. Fill the fans in, and he specifically wanted to know, is this an automatic red shirt or will he still have a chance to play some football this year?
Oh, I think he's going to have a chance to play, number one. I think Marcus Newby is a special, special player. He was a guy that I really felt like fit into that Will spot. But I think what you have to also look a little bit at is, you know, from all the talk we've heard about and listening to the coaches and a guy like Nathan Jerry, which they've moved from the third level at safety to the second level to the buck position to roll on that buck spot in the nickel package. What would have happened here if Marcus Newby would have been in fall camp? We might be talking about Marcus Newby playing in the buck position when Nebraska rolls into the nickel package. And I think that Nebraska is going to run the nickel quite a bit this season. So I think it just upgrades that athleticism. I think Newby is a great athlete. I'm not sure if he's Nathan Jerry great, but I think he's a tremendous athlete. I think he's a little bit going to be more used to coming down and playing in the box of linebacker where things are going to be a little bit quicker because you're closer to the line of scrimmage. And I think that the biggest thing for Newby right now is going to be just kind of taking it all in the speed of the game because you got these guys even have been there for 2 weeks and they haven't seen anything yet. Even the hitting that's going to go on and then the playbook and the packages and the situations and all the different looks they're going to get, he's going to be swimming in it, to say the least. I don't know if it's necessarily an automatic red shirt,
but I'm definitely leaning that way that he'll have to redshirt. And but it's exciting for Nebraska. I think he's one of the guys they could not afford to not get in this class to fail to academically qualify.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, part of Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, continuing on that freshman theme, and this is my first grass is always greener on the other side of the fence Husker fan moment of the year. Ooh, it's a new guy. I want to see him. He's got to be better. Well, you got Nathan Jerry, you got Banderas, Kevin Maurice, Malik Collins, John Papuchas thought maybe they could all see some playing time this year. Are we missing anybody?
I think that those guys can definitely see the football field. I think you start looking at the two running backs. I definitely believe that both Adam Taylor and Terrell Newby are going to see the football field as true freshmen. I think the other guys I think to keep an eye on, you know, new guys, Randy Gregory, you know, is a junior college transfer, not necessarily a true freshman. But then I do believe that, you know, you start looking at those linebacker positions. I think Courtney Love is potentially a guy. He's rolling with the high units, again, in that buck spot in the nickel packages. And I think Josh Banderas is a guy that, you know, I've been very, very outspoken about. I think that this guy is an underrated asset to the class, to the team, because, you know, of where he grew up, he kind of grew up underneath the radar, and I think he's big, he's strong, he's physical, he has speed, and I think those are all critical to any spot you want to play at the linebacker position.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah, I was going to just Wyoming's the first game we're playing. Tell a little bit about that, and is there a chance for an upset?
You know,
ouch!
I've been reading a lot. Those guys up there, the Mountain West fans, really don't think a lot about Nebraska. I've read some comments that they really felt like Nebraska couldn't finish in the top three, and the MWC and. I don't quite understand their thinking. I know that Nebraska didn't look excellent last year when they went out there and played them. I mean, it was not necessarily a game that was in doubt, but it was, you know, I think that it was one of those things that just wasn't very clean. I know that Nebraska had some injury questions. I know they had, Dennard, I think, was banged up, and they were trying to find a guy to roll over there. Corey Cooper got moved out to corner. Very clear that he's not necessarily a natural guy at that position. I think Nebraska is going to look very sharp offensively, and then are going to be struggling with at some spots on the defense. But I think overall, athletically, there's going to be a jump. This team, I think, across the board is going to be more athletic on that side of the football, which really excites me because I think it's one of the things that, you know, I think you can not cover up, you know, being unathletic at certain positions. I think Nebraska is really getting there on that side of the football. A couple guys I didn't mention that I kind of look forward to potentially seeing that's a true freshman, and maybe he cuts his teeth next week, is Malik Collins, the defensive tackle. I think that he's a guy that potentially gets in there and does it, but I don't foresee the Cowboys having much of an opportunity to go into Lincoln and upset Nebraska next weekend, though.
Talking with Brian Munson of the Big Red Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, now with home games, a little bit of recruiting news. You expect to have some guys maybe coming to Lincoln for the Wyoming or Southern Miss games because they are night games, and maybe even some of these guys haven't even started their official high school, maybe just practice, but won't have a game on Friday night. What do we know about the first week or even two?
Well, I know that last night I got some yesterday morning, Rohan Blackwood from Florida, defensive end, tall guy, 6'5", 6'6". You know, claims to be 225. I think he's closer to that 210, 215 range. Really plays more of an X wide receiver, being looked at to play defensive end at the next level. He has confirmed to me, and I spoke to his dad late last night, that he will be up there next weekend for the Wyoming game. I also exchanged text messages with Zach Darlington, Nebraska commitment from Apopka, Florida, who will actually be on nationally televised coverage tomorrow. At 11 o'clock Central on one of the ESPN stations. I've seen it vary from ESPNU to ESPN. So check your local listings as to which channel it's actually going to be on. But Zach Darlington actually text messaged me back last night and said that he's shooting to try to get in there this next weekend. I know Madre London, running back for St. Thomas Aquinas, was talking about coming up to Nebraska next weekend. And there's another one that I'm completely slipping on right now that I can't remember off the top of my head. But, I think if these official visitor lists for the first couple weeks are a little bit light, but I think that a lot of time has been spent by this coaching staff to really get this team ready to go. And I think there was just that much work to kind of prepare for on the defensive side of the football.
Marvin Saunders.
Yes, I talked to him yesterday too. Man, I am slipping. But yeah, Marvin Saunders is actually it's Maven Saunders. Tight end from Houston Kincaid. Real athletic guy, former basketball player, actually a D1 recruit. Came to the country just a couple, 2 years ago, and decided that he wanted to give up basketball and becoming a Division I basketball player to follow his dream to become a football player. So quite the transition, excellent athlete, Florida State commitment, now has Nebraska in his top four. And I think Nebraska, you know, I think that they're up against it a little bit to go ahead and convince him to come to Nebraska over Florida State and again, over some other schools that he's considering, like Oregon and Ohio State to boot. But it's a great sign that Nebraska can get a guy like that to come in and take a visit.
And you also know it's Husker season when you get our first email from delusional Husker fan in Grand Island. We'll pose it to you, Brian. Wanted to get your thoughts on the changing of the defense. Seems like Bo had his best defense when we were faster on D. Then we kind of changed to getting bigger on D with the move to the Big Ten and the, quote, need for a big, tough defense. But now we're going back to getting faster. I'm hoping this move to speed will be the resurgence of Bo's defense. Your thoughts?
I totally agree with that. I think that I started seeing a movement towards it in last year's class. You know, I thought that there were some players athletically, particularly like, and you look at a guy like Randy Gregory. There's just not a guy like Randy Gregory. When you look around Lincoln on that football team, that looks anything like him. So I definitely feel like Nebraska was choosing to be more athletic, to get faster in last year's class. I think you look at this year's class totally screams that. When you look at guys like Lorenzo Stewart and DeMarne Pearson-Ell Trey Mosley, I think you look at guys like that. They don't have that prototypical size that, you know, that people, again, when you looked at the Big Ten and the kind of the changeover that everybody felt like Nebraska's going to have to make when it came to the style or the type of player or the look of a player where they're going to get big and brawny and maybe you're going to give up some speed for some size. These players are exactly opposite that. I think Nebraska is making a conscientious effort to get more athletic and get out there and fly around and just fly around the football field and make plays. And again, I don't think it's an experiment. I do think it's a conscientious change in philosophy to go ahead and get a little bit faster on the side of football. And I think it's what Nebraska needs.
Coming up next week?
I am not.
Okay, that's cool.
I have a pending shoulder surgery. And I'm trying to wrap up a few more things over the next couple, 3 weekends before I have to go under the knife.
Send us your tickets.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be missing a lot. Peyton Newell is announcing his commitment next Friday, and it's down, of course, in Nebraska, South Carolina, Kansas State. And I've been on the record many times and said that I think he's going to Nebraska. So I really regret being up there and possibly having a chance to listen to him say that he's going to become a Cornhusker. So. But some big news coming out of next weekend for that, and of course the kickoff of the college football season.
All right, Brian, always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be at the press conference on Monday, so more Husker talk then. And Brian, we'll talk with you again soon. Be well.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Check him out, BigRedReport.com, Scout.com. That's Brian Munson joining us here on our Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Yesterday we had a caller or an emailer that wanted to know if Taylor Martinez was using a different football to cut down on his turnovers that's not so slick. I got a hold of a couple of the guys that cover the team. They have not heard anything like that. So just for our emailer yesterday, told you I'd look into it, and thus I have. Couple other notes out there, Jimmy, because next Friday we're going to be jumping right in, and it'll be a lot more Husker talk. Wednesday we're at the Plottage, by the way, for our first Husker lunch in Grand Island, sponsored by Home Federal and at Gary Michaels Clothiers. But we've got a lot coming up next week. On Monday we'll be in Lincoln. We'll be talking to some Huskers. We'll hear the press conference from Bo Pelini, and we'll bring you all kinds of info there. We've got the volleyball season right around the corner as well. We'll start jumping into that. We've got more high school football talk. We're going to be talking with Carl Tesmer at St. Cecilia, Coach Shoemaker at Central Catholic. Who else are we rolling on there, Jeffrey?
Oh, we got Silver Lake, Dwayne Hart.
Number one in the six-man ranks. Cool.
And Mike Lowe from Shelton.
All right. Well, that's all next week. Plus, Dr. Maher's coming in from Kearney High. The school bond issue is coming up here early in September. We're going to ask some questions, probably more from a sporting facility, although they need the facilities for going to school, too. But some new things could be coming along with that. We'll talk about that. Bob Jensen is with us to preview. We're even going to talk a little hockey next week, the Adult Hockey League. But this came just kind of out of nowhere today. Elizabeth Merrill. And folks, go to ESPN.com and read the story if you're at all interested. It's kind of a dark piece on Tommy Morrison. And I think for the folks that are hardly... Jeff, would you have even known who that was?
No, sir.
Yeah. And I'm guessing if you're 30 or younger, you have no idea who that is. So let me give you the first key. He was Tommy Gunn in Rocky V. So if you ever watch Rocky V, he is the boxer. He is John Wayne's nephew or something like that. And then his boxing career, or he was a real boxer, obviously, and had a WBO title, beat George Foreman back in the day. And just when he was about ready to fight Mike Tyson, he tested positive for HIV. And at that time, you know, it was like Magic Johnson. Everybody just kind of figured, you get HIV, the AIDS virus, it's over. And since then, he's been back and forth, then disputing that he ever had it. He actually got back in the ring. There's a Elizabeth Merrill used to work at the Omaha World Herald, Kansas City. Now she's a writer for ESPN.com. She spoke with a lot of folks. It seems like Tommy is on his deathbed in a hospital here in the state of Nebraska. Nobody knows where because they don't want it to be a circus. But that is part of the article there today. Tommy Morrison is in a hospital in Nebraska, and his mother in this interview is just kind of like waiting for him to pass on. It is a strange family and has had its share of problems, and it goes into detail about a lot of it, and there's a good read. It's on the front page of ESPN.com. Jimmy, don't know if you're a big boxing fan or follow Tommy Morrison at all, but boy, for a while there, he was the big deal. He had the looks. He had the fight. He's from Oklahoma. He had everything that an American, I guess, could root for. He's that true American male. The guys could root for him, and the gals could slobber all over him. I mean, he just had it all going, and then this is where he's at. So,
yeah, I'll need to read that story. I'm intrigued by it and see what it says. That'd be very interesting. I do remember when Magic Johnson came out, you know, with the HIV, and very much aware of that situation and how the reaction of different people and different players and education is the key thing. People need to be educated on what's going on here, you know. So
you can catch that read. It's a good one. Cox Classic continues. Also, the Hastings College volleyball team will open up their season at the bottom of the hour. They're in Orange City, Iowa at the Red Raider Classic. They play Dickinson State of North Dakota and Tabor College of Kansas today. Tomorrow, they play Jamestown, North Dakota and Baker College of Kansas. Also, the Nebraska volleyball team will hold their red-white scrimmage tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They had the big ribbon cutting yesterday to officially open the East Stadium, and all the fans will get to see that next week that are going to the Husker game. Folks, don't forget, over the weekend, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, dun-dun-dun, Big Dally's Deli will get you fed. I went over the top last time. I got the Big Jake.
You got it.
Like 3 days later, it's gone. Folks, it's so good. Give me a number today. What do you got, Jimmy?
Hey, let's see. Let's go with number one.
Number one, that's just right off the top. Hormel, you get a deli ham.
There you go.
Usually those single digits are ham or turkey or roast beef, and then the bigger the number, the more stuff they get on there. Oh, it's so good. So good. You can get it the way you want it. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street in Hastings, right across from Duncan Field and one downtown. Also top of the hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Something everyone in the family can enjoy. Big Dally's Deli. We want to thank Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Drew Sharp of the Detroit Free Press, and Brett Breckner, head football coach at Donovan Trumbull, for joining us today. Mike Will and I will be live at the Nebraska Football Press Conference on Monday, if we make it through this warm weekend. Jimmy, great to see you, and we'll see you next week.
Good. Do we get to do Pigskin Pick'em next week or next Friday?
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for, I've been waiting for 47 weeks.
Have you been practicing on preseason games?
No, I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, Pigskin Pick'em returns. And don't forget, the Big Ten Network bus tour show on Nebraska premieres tomorrow night on the Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.